Tyler Bruner here, previewing week 7 of the football season. Hard to believe that we're getting to the end of this season already, but I am once again joined by co-head football coaches of the Arweva Rockets, Austin Stoke and Isaac Schaefers. Guys, once again, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. So, guys, first of all, we kind of start our interviews every single week by kind of recapping last week. Very good non-district win against Booyer Valley, 33-30, that final score was. So talk to me just a bit about what you two saw from your team, and just talk about, you know, sort of the back and forth you guys had between Booyer Valley last week.
During that whole game, at least the very beginning, you know, we start off pretty hot, high mojo, then kind of towards middle end, they were scrapping their way back, but our guys did a great job riding the ship out, scratching and clawing their way back at them to hold the lead. So we like to see that with the back and forth. We kind of, first half, we got them figured out, then they figured us out, then we're kind of back and forth on offense, defense. We were able to do some stuff here and there, then they counter it with something that we weren't expecting, then same with vice versa. And but yeah, it was a nice constant back and forth battle. But lucky for us, we prevailed at the end.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, talk to me just a little bit more about that match. You know, you guys at one time led, I believe it was 33 to about 10 or maybe 6 it was. Booyer Valley coming back. So what was sort of the things they did differently, and how did your team kind of respond to those changes?
Yeah, we were up 33-6 at one point, and it was almost the middle of the second quarter. You know, had some good things clicking on offensively, and then they scored a couple of big touchdowns. We just didn't do our job on two plays. It was two big plays, and our guys understand that with our defense, we can't allow the big plays. You know, teams might chip, but we can't allow the big plays to happen. That's what, for one, that kind of took a little bit of momentum away from us. We obviously had the momentum going with the big lead we had, but our guys did a good job of staying focused. Like Coach said, we rode the ship, and you know, a little bit of adversity in a non-district game is excellent for us at this time of the year. So our defense did, you know, besides four or five big plays, you know, they did put up 30 points on the board, but it was those four or five big plays. Other than that, we did a good job of playing team defense for the most part. And, yeah, that's just a good win to have at the perfect time.
Right, absolutely. You know, you guys are hopefully going to be able to ride that momentum here into week 7 because, as we kind of mentioned to each other right before we started here, these next 2 weeks are going to really challenge your guys on all levels. Here in week 7, you guys are still kind of in control of your own destiny. You guys are third in your district, top three teams make it to the playoffs. But like we mentioned, biggest challenges ahead of you here this week. Remsen St. Mary's is no stranger to you guys. Common foes all throughout these past couple of years. So what's kind of been the things you've seen from Remsen on film this week?
I mean, first off, they have a great group of athletes for first off. Then they just know how to, they don't run anything too crazy, but they just know how to execute and execute pretty well. Defensively, they kind of have our type of defense. You just split up little plays, don't line up any big plays, and just keep it short, and everyone gain up and tackle. So that's a few things they do pretty well.
And Austin, you know, you know this team kind of well. Remsen St. Mary's, you've went up against during your high school years. So what are some of the things you remember about this team when you played against them?
Just in the past, historically, Tyler, they're just extremely athletic across the board, like Coach said. you know, size-wise, they do have a little bit of size on them, but it's nothing too overwhelming. But you know, the size that they have, it's your tone type of size, your athletic type of size. They have a couple guards that do a lot of pulling type of action stuff, and they do a nice job of clearing up the edge for an extremely athletic running back. And they have a quarterback that throws the football pretty well, and you know, man to man they exploit pretty well, and then zone coverages, their receivers do a nice job of clicking with their quarterback to understand where the holes are, where the gaps are in the defense. So you know, I'd say they're extremely well coached team, and extremely good athletes, and that's usually a pretty good combination. So, but you know, our guys have really been locked in, and our seniors kind of understand what's at stake. And I think we're looking forward to the challenge.
Absolutely. And mentioning your guys just for a couple of moments here, you know, this Remsen team was able to get past a really good Newell Fonda team here this year. They beat them, I believe it was last week. And of course, Remsen St. Mary's had a really big game at the Dome last year. So, you know, you mentioned a really good challenge for your guys. What's kind of been the feelings amongst your guys coming into this week? You know, two of the biggest challenges of their careers, chance to go to the playoffs. How are the guys feeling coming into this week?
I mean, our guys feel pretty confident. They know that next two games are basically the make-or-break type of game, so they are coming practice-focused, ready to work on the smallest things to get better. They're just coming in practice ready for the last two games and just ready to rock and roll here.
Coach Stolk, you mentioned just a little bit about, you know, some of the strategies that they're going to bring into this contest. Boyer Valley was kind of a nice test for you guys coming into this week against Remsen. Both teams have multiple guys with big rushing numbers, quarterback that can sling it from time to time. So where do you feel your defense is going to shine in this game?
I think our guys, they understand what their responsibilities are. Little details, where you got to be lined up, what your first steps are going to be, what formations are what, which way we're going to slant on this formation or that formation. And it really helps when you have a lot of experience to not only do their job, but to help the younger classmen do their job. So I would say one thing that we're really going to, you know, experience. Experience is big. The five seniors, they've been through, you know, the way that their freshman year ended up till now, what's at stake. They've been through quite a bit. So they know what it takes, what it's going to take, what type of focus it's taken this week. That's just kind of some of the things on defense that we're looking forward to.
Right, and like we mentioned, you know, that Boyer Valley game was a really good measuring stick to see how you're going to go up against Remsen. A lot of similar numbers between you and Remsen, but that Boyer Valley game, and correct me if I'm wrong, but just felt like a really good measuring stick for how this game this week might go.
Yeah, it's a really good measuring stick. They're pretty top of their district. They kind of do some of the same stuff here and there. Like you said, QB can run, QB can pass, multiple running backs that have quite a bit of yards, so it's a nice measuring stick, nice kind of shot of confidence, and yeah, the boys are ready to go here.
Talk to me real quick also about the Remsen St. Mary's defense. What have been some of the tendencies you've seen from film, and what's sort of the offensive strategy going up against that defense?
Yeah, they kind of mix up some coverages. Sometimes their D-backs will play a little bit off the ball. Sometimes they'll have some guys playing 5 to 8 yards, some guys playing press coverage. Sometimes they even press them when guys are in tight because they're athletic enough that if the hands are broke, you know, they can catch up with the tight end or the wide receiver, and you know, they can gain ground because they're just that quick. So you know, their defense is pretty sound. You know, up front they have some horses up front that do a nice job for all four quarters of games. But you know, we're kind of replicating the same type of deal. We have some horses as well that do their job too. So we're looking forward to Friday night.
Absolutely right. And I know the one question that kind of gets brought up with this team, and for you guys, I should say, the fact that Will Regaler is kind of your workhorse for you guys. You've mixed in Wade Regaler at times, some of your younger kids. Talk to me real quick, and one last thing I should say. How has the response been from the younger classmen? You talk about that senior leadership and how they've kind of gotten them prepared for these big games and these big matches coming into the later parts of the season. So what's kind of been the overall response from those younger classmen? And do you feel like some of those goals have been met, or some of those expectations have been met for them?
With the younger guys, they kind of knew going into season that they were getting some playing time, but we've been saying, every week they've been getting better, crafting their own little unique skill sets, and just been pushing each other to get each other better. But yeah, I think most of the overall their own goal and our goal for them are pretty much met, and we're kind of try setting next goals. Okay, can we do this? Can we do that with these guys? So for the younger guys, yeah, they're meeting goals and surpassing some of them here.
And I know this would be a pretty easy question to answer, but knowing sort of the things you faced early on with some health complications and just the smaller class size you have here this season, are you proud of the progress that your guys have made so far this season?
Yeah, extremely proud. The guys they've came a long way since week one. You know, we lost to a good St. Ed team, but in a close matchup in week one. But our guys, yeah, just a little perfecting the little things, and you know, riding the ship and staying focused is key in high school sports. If you can you know, if you have good kids and you can get you guys to stay locked in and buying into what's going on, you know, we've won the last four straight because our guys, they just stayed focused. They come every day starting Monday when we're inside watching film, and, you know, it lasts up through the game Friday night. So a lot of that, like we said, you know, we can harp on our leaders because a lot of that's leadership, doing the right things so that the underclassmen do the right things, set an example. But, yeah, that's kind of some of the stuff that that have gotten us to where we are today.
Coach Schaefer, Coach Stoke, thank you once again for joining me here on our preview show. We wish you good luck against Remsen St. Mary's. And I will, of course, catch up with you after the game on the New Way Forge Scoreboard Show.
Sounds good, Tyler. Thanks for having us.